listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's read from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and read about simply believing what God tells you. Here we go, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Many people want to be right with God the old-fashioned way. They want to earn it. But we can't earn the right to be right with God. It's a gift that we receive by faith. We must remember that faith is not a good work by which we earn salvation. Although good works accompany true faith, faith in and of itself is not a work. Faith merely sees the offer that God makes and believes it to be true. It looks at God's promise and it says, I believe that promise is for me. Faith is refusing to call God a liar. It's taking God's word at face value and trusting that He and His word are reliable. When we do not have faith, we deny God's word is true and we call Him a liar. What merit is there in not calling God a liar? That's only common sense. There's a story about a man who was teaching a Sunday school class full of small boys. One day he offered a boy in the class a brand new watch. Now, this was back in the days when a watch was a big deal. The boy thought that it was just a trick. Fearing that his classmates would laugh at him when the trick was revealed, he refused to take the watch. The teacher then offered it to the next boy, but he followed the example of the first boy. One by one, each boy refused the watch because the offer seemed too good to be true, and none of them wanted to look like a fool. I mean, surely the teacher just wanted to trick them. But the last boy was bold enough to accept the watch when the leader offered it to him. When the leader actually gave him the watch, the other boys were amazed and a little angry. But the teacher used the whole situation to show them that no matter how good a gift was offered to them, they must believe the word of the giver and receive the gift before it could do them any good. In the year 1829, a Pennsylvania man named George Wilson was sentenced by the United States Court to be hanged for robbery and murder. President Andrew Jackson pardoned him, but the prisoner refused the pardon. Wilson, the prisoner, insisted that he was not pardoned unless he accepted it. Now, that was a point of law that was never raised before, and President Jackson called on the Supreme Court to decide. Chief Justice John Marshall gave the following decision. Quote, "A pardon is a paper, the value of which depends upon its acceptance by the person implicated. If it is refused, it is of no pardon. George Wilson must be hanged." And he was. Even so, God's offer of pardon and salvation in Christ Jesus is offered to many, but only those who trust in God and His word will gain the benefits of that pardon. Today, why not simply believe what God says to you?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.